ABC Radio Australia.
A $600 million tourism and hotel project in Fiji's capital Suva is coming under fire by locals who are urging the government to intervene and stop the development. They say the environment is at risk if the Tian Lun Investment Limited project goes ahead. For more on this, I'm joined by the president of the Suva Harbour Foundation, Sidel Wippy. Bulavinaka, good morning to you, Sidel.
Bulavinaka, thank you so much for speaking to Suva Harbour Foundation this morning.
Yes, and I'm very interested to hear your thoughts, Sidel, on this project. I understand development hasn't quite started yet. So why exactly are you concerned?
Well, we're not the only ones who are concerned. There's a growing community concern that the development would mean destruction of what is understood to be one of the last stand of Tiri, which is mangrove on the Suva Peninsula, and subsequent impact on biodiversity, bird life, and marine life on the tidal reef of the peninsula. Together with the PCC, which is led by Reverend James Bhagwan, together with Suva Suppers and many other of the local community, we're just strongly want to, you know, make it known that the Suva foreshore around Narsese is an important bird area for Fiji. It's important. It's an important stopover destination for a number of migrant shorebirds that breed, fly to Fiji to escape the northern winter. There's many concerns that have arisen from this, unfortunate development that has been plastered all over the media.
That development is expected to be in that area. Are you hoping that it can be done in a way that protects these birds' habitat, these mangroves, or do you want the development to be scrapped entirely?
Well, we're waiting for the consultation, which was planned for tomorrow. We'd like to push the 1985 mangrove management plan that included mangrove zonation plans for the mangroves within the Suva-Navua corridor as locally important for Fiji and requiring the specific special attention prior to development approvals. Mangroves themselves are relatively thin. However, they do play a huge role in coastal protection. There's a concern that dredging of the area will create the proposed marina could lead to flooding in the Narsese area, particularly during storm events and when combined with hydrological alterations to the creek from the new bridge construction that's actually already, almost complete around this area. We're hoping that, we have a voice at the public consultation tomorrow. Reiterate the fact that we've just opened today's local newspaper and the consultation's been deferred.
Okay, yes. Well, I understand there have been other public consultations as well that have been planned. I'm not sure if they've gone ahead. Do you feel like local residents, community groups like yourself and the Suva Harbour Foundation have been given the ability to lodge their concerns with Tian Lun Investment, the developers behind this project?
No, we haven't, and that's definitely the concern. We've not heard about this until the publication came out, from Fiji Village that was locally. The director of environment postponed the scheduled consultation for the 26th of December. So, no, we haven't had the opportunity to address it, and we all are eagerly awaiting that opportunity, which was scheduled for tomorrow and unfortunately has just been deferred.
It's this difficult balancing game that a lot of authorities, community groups, developers themselves have to play when they bring in these new projects. There is the finance, the employment that I'm sure comes with big projects, big farm projects like this, but also the environmental concerns that you've been outlining here, Sidel. Is there a way for a compromise to be reached? Do you think that the project can go ahead while still protecting some of these important mangroves that you've outlined?
Well, you know, we don't want to stop a development in any way or form. We need them to be able to focus on the process of getting these developments, the permitting processes. You know, we need the people in charge to take note of the community's opposition in this particular case. We need to be consulted, as in what's outlined in the Environmental Management Act. So yes, we hope to have a voice at the community consultation and be able to understand how this was even given consideration without after 4.5 years. And not have any community consultations at all. So, again, we need the people in charge to take note of the community's opposition and to these types of developments, and we want them to follow the permitting processes.
Mm. Do you feel like that those processes weren't followed, Sidel? Because I imagine if this does pass the environmental checks that Fiji does have around development, there wouldn't be a problem, would there?
Well, public consultation is typically part of the environmental impact assessment process, as we have had the opportunity in some of the developments around the greater Suva area, being able to have a voice and give the community feedback. Some of them have actually, gone through without consultation at all, we're very lucky that we were able to get hold of the notice. Given the magnitude of the proposed development on state land and its potential to impact Suva Harbour and its communities, it's really disappointing that the local community was only made aware nearly well over 4 years after its application.
If you are just tuning in to Pacific Beat on ABC Radio Australia, we're speaking to the president of the Suva Harbour Foundation, Sidel Whippy. We're speaking about this proposed development. It's a massive tourism and hotel project, $600 million, in fact, in Suva, Fiji's capital, that there are concerns around the mangroves and as you've been outlining, Sidel, the bird populations there. I mean, have there been scientific research analysis done about how this development might impact the environment?
Not that we are aware of. There has been scientific research, relating to that area, where recent studies confirm the area as a carbon sink, creating opportunities to bring in revenue through blue carbon climate financing, which could alternatively be used to protect the site, which is of national significance. The Nasese intertidal area is an important seagrass area for Fiji and therefore, carbon storage. There's a long-term monitoring site nearby in Lodala Bay. Past monitoring has shown that the seagrass are very sensitive to turbidity created by foreshore reclamation. We have nothing specific. We haven't seen anything specific to this development. However, there are lots of scientific research about the area in general.
Mm. And Sidel, we're talking about this development in Suva, and you're from the Suva Harbour Foundation. But as we know, this isn't the first time that a tourism development, a large one like this, has been criticised. There's been that famous Mlolo development that was also criticised for similar environmental reasons. Do you feel like there's a broader concern about how land in Fiji is leased, that perhaps the environmental standards aren't being at least enforced strict enough, or maybe they're not even high enough?
Yes. Well, you know, I'm not experienced enough in that area to make a comment on that. I can only speak on behalf of the local residents in Suva and voice our concerns. We do have concerns. We need the people in charge to take note of the community's, position and in this these types of developments. We need to be consulted, and again, the development permitting processes is very important that it's followed.
Which includes those consultations. Are locals across the board, Sidel, against this development? Are there some people that you've been speaking to that might see it differently?
I haven't spoken to anyone who sees it any differently from the Suva Harbour Foundation and its, stakeholders and friends. I haven't met anyone who is, so far. I'd rather not comment on all the, from the developer's perspective. We have discussed it with the Suva City Council, who claim to be unaware, which is quite surprising, considering it's their backyard. Again, further consultation is where we will find out a little bit more and be able to comment further. We look forward to the opportunity for the public consultation, and hopefully they give us a date shortly after postponing it this morning.
Yes, we will see, and would love to any updates about how that consultation goes. And just finally, Sidel, we do have a new government there in Fiji. How have they been responding to you? Obviously, this was given the lease out, as you said, I think 4 years ago. Has this new government been different in their interaction with you and some of your concerns around this project?
I'd like to say yes. It's a little bit early in the piece. They've only been in power for a very, very short time. Mm. They're looking very positive. We have, environmentalists in the government that are very pro, protecting and saving the Suva Harbour. So, we really hope it goes that way, and we look forward to working very, very closely with the Department of Environment and everyone else involved in, a sustainable and safe Suva Harbour.